Poetizing Life, September 11th Remembered, by Heather Farrar. Most likely, vivid in your mind's eye, there remains the exact place where you stood, the pungent taste in your mouth, the strong smell of the air. The sick emotional feeling wafting through your body as at that very moment you realized America would never be the same. Choking on the bitterness of what seemed to be the impossible happening, you remembered 10 years ago, September 11th, 2001. There in that moment, when chaos took over a nation and the media, in a frenzy, announced what devastation was taking place in America, that terrorists attacked the United States of America. The day when America the Beautiful was raped innocently of her freedom as she knew it, where so many stood with a sense of absolute helplessness as they took in what was trying to break our nation's soul as we bitterly watched 2,977 victims die horrifically in cold blood. Not just die, but burned, crushed, maimed, and asphyxiated beyond our comprehension, torture inflicted. Not to mention all of the other countless lives that became irreversibly changed forever. Just what agenda would grant this abuse? What people of insanity would think of such a thing? Everything this great nation stands for, every soldier that died in its fields, every soldier that died in the name of freedom, and every soul who made this country one nation under God, was given the attempt of being spit on by cowards who took under their skin the act of breaking America for their futile means. How dare they challenge to take its pride, honor, and dignity? How dare they bitter her land? America's spirit would not be broken. 10 years later, she stands erect with all her glory. Those who died innocently are honored, missed, and remembered reverently. And just as scar tissue heals stronger than the original skin, we have healed united, stronger, and wiser than before. Just like scar tissue, we mended our wounds and came back with eyes wide open. No, this nation will never be as it was, but as a phoenix ascending out of the ashes, she has risen. Forgiveness seems hard to grasp. Where does one begin? This place is personal, very personal. These statements are true. We will never forget. Forgiveness is divine. And there is no room in heaven for demons from the pit of hell. 9/11, we remember. 9/11, we remember. By Heather Farrar. 9/11, emergency. Red lights and sirens. Flight, crash, smoke, fire. The day where this nation's lights went out and on, where time stood still, here on American soil, and the ordinary and mundane was changed by planes and cowards. Everyday moments made memories. She stood playing ball in the nursery where her mother worked. Earlier that morning, her bubby teasingly gave her a noogie before he went to school. Bubby never saw his sister or mother again. Daddy said goodbye to me. I hugged his neck and kissed his cheek. Before he flew away, Daddy's gone. Let's roll, were heroic words for history. The last call to his wife, his legacy. Two funeral pyres. This nation's soul burned, her jowls gnashing painfully, eyes blinded in viral reality as terrorists came to kill, futile their cause still. Time may heal wounds to some, yet in honor, we, the United States of America, to all that was done, this nation will remember as one. Heather at quillsongs.com or www.quillsongs.com.